Mother died very peacefully at 7 o'clock this morning. As a young girl, she had been a beauty. But the woman the children loved was blind in one eye and dragged a leg. She had a dent in her forehead that was almost hidden by a lock of hair trained to wave over the curve. Triumphant battle scars from 3 brain tumour operations. They had told her she shouldn't have children. She laughed. Those damn fool doctors. She brought the children up on her own in London, 2 girls and a boy, seconded by a dumpy, tyrannical and inspired old woman who cooked and cleaned, fussed and prayed for them all. The heart of the ground floor flat was the dining room where her bed stood. In this way she could eat with the children, propped up against her pillows on bad days with a cup of homemade barley broth and Nipper, the silky russet Pekingese, stretched at her feet like a little lion on the green candlewick bed cover. When her head was good, the children played Scrabble with her around the oval table and sang her one spring the songs she loved from My Fair Lady while fragrant pink cherry blossom danced outside in the sunlight. The phone call that grey January morning rent asunder the children's lives like a fissure streaking across the earth's crust, severing the past from the present. Love saved them. The love their mother had inspired sheltered them like a mighty angel's wing, and a bridge built by loyal hands rose beneath their feet. Blindly, the children crossed the great divide into the future. The years passed. But none of them could take the monumental step of going to the cemetery where they had always assumed their mother was buried.